very happy to be here. I spent the first 20 years of my life in southern Indiana, and then the next 40 years in southern Illinois. And then 2.5 years on a boat, and ended up, I mean, all of that to get here. And I'm very, very happy to be here today. My poems, I kind of call them musings, and there are several short ones that all go together. I titled it, "We All Live Here." What flourishes as this house disintegrates? What rises as this roof fails? What stands as water wends its way into these walls? More than rot and rust, I can tell you, it's a rich world for molds and mosses. It's a rich world for insects and ferns and palm trees, and for people who have found a place to take hold, for people telling their stories, people listening, people with an eye and a heart for history, for beauty, for possibility, for community. I visited my sister and brother-in-law vacationing on the 23rd floor of a Panama City Beach condo. I loved being with them all the while, yearning for the home I claim. Give me sawgrass and marshland, fishing boats and houses that cut the ground, streets I can walk in, where neighbors congregate, telling stories and maybe playing blues guitar. Give me the brown pelicans who hang out on the dock and the local laughing gulls. I want to be near where the creek joins the river and the river joins the bay, and up on the hill, high on the hill, a full 17 feet above sea level. We, my husband and I, intend to make a home on the site of the former Green Lantern. Green Lantern, cafe, restaurant, juke joint, site of tragedy, pleasure, laughter, tears. What stories will you whisper? And will I be able to hear them if I sit very still on the porch in the rain? Things fall apart, then things come together again. Then things fall apart. After learning that we would be building here, a longtime resident said, "There goes the neighborhood." He said it only half in jest. The truth stands. Things are falling apart. And how will they come together? Let us pray that if our hearts are breaking, that they break open to one another. And I have another little short one. You all probably have heard Robert Frost's poem, "Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening," and it starts out, "Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though," and continues. But to paraphrase for Apalachicola, "Whose house this is, I do not know. I can ask my neighbor, though, or join the walking history tour.